Chicago, it's no mystery that Chevy is your best bet for the unpredictable spring ahead. The snow and ice may be gone, but the spring plot thickens at your local Chevy dealer, where you'll find the true MO of SUVs. If you're thinking about taking all the twists and turns in a new Chevy, you're not alone. The right vehicle makes all the difference when it comes to safety, confidence, and comfort on the road. You saw the Chevy lineup at the auto show. Now it's time to see which one you can identify. And don't worry, they can't see you behind the glass. Need the power and durability of a Silverado? The all-weather confidence of an Equinox or Blazer? The spacious comfort of a Traverse, Tahoe, or Suburban? Or the sporty city-friendly Trax? Your local Chevy dealer has exactly what you need to solve the case like a pro. So don't wait. Head to ChevyDriveChicago.com today. Browse the newest models, special offers, locate your nearest Chevy dealer, and start shopping online. Things are warming up out there, and you need a vehicle you can trust. Find yours now at ChevyDriveChicago.com. Chevy, together, let's drive.
At Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric, we make home service easy. We guarantee same-day service and installation with no extra charge for nights, weekends, or holidays. Family-owned for 53 years, Four Seasons has over 30,000 five-star Google reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. For all your plumbing, heating, cooling, and electrical needs, for all the right reasons, call 866-Four Seasons.
For all the right reasons, call 866-Four Seasons.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We have breaking news today, but let's just get... Okay, sorry. We have...
News! News!
No! No!
News!
No!
News!
No!
Our only real hope is to decide if this is news or no.
We got a pope, I guess.
We have a pope!
Yeah!
Yeah!
Smoke. Blue.
Smoke is white. I mean, I know it happened hours ago, but like no show has got really to talk about it on this radio station yet, so I figured we should.
So we claimed him.
Yeah, we got
it. He's from Chicago.
USA!
Wait,
USA.
Here's the thing. All I know is we got a pope. I don't know anything about it.
Oh.
I found out today that Erica has a fantasy team for Pope.
Yeah. He was my first round draft pick. No, he was not. Pizza ball. I only know any of this because my best friend was watching the live stream and was texting me.
For real?
No smoke. The last two full days. No smoke. And then,
no smoke? There's still black smoke.
No, it was black smoke. Okay. Yeah.
In the middle of chaos this morning, she's texting me. There's a pop! I don't have time for this right now. Yeah.
So it, and it's American dude.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
He's the first American to lead the Roman Catholic Church.
Woohoo! Is he
hot?
Young? Is he old?
Oh. Oh,
he's 69, which I feel is pretty young to be a pope.
When do they? Because they want you to die, right?
As
hey, they don't, no, but I mean,
what
they don't
what?
Like make you walk the
no,
plank.
No, but I mean, they don't like.
They want you to die.
More often than not, you don't step down as pope.
Yeah, you don't retire. Oh,
you die in that role.
Yeah, so it's like their way of doing term limits is to just get somebody kind of old.
Right.
You don't put a 35-year-old in there because like, this guy's going to be pope for 30 years.
Maybe it's time.
I don't know.
Hopefully
maybe
more than 30.
Right.
69 just feels pretty young to be a pope.
Huh. All right.
Well, yeah.
Mm-hmm. You heard it here, probably not even close to first, but we have a pope, ladies and gentlemen.
Good evening.
Wait. What's his name?
Oh, so he's going by, the name he chose was Pope Leo the, what is XIV?
14.
Pope Leo the 14th.
Okay.
Mm-hmm, yeah, I got a few texts today because my son is named Leo.
Oh, it's a Leo thing.
Yeah.
All right, sorry.
Hey,
okay. Carry on.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Thank you for joining the program. More breaking news.
Oh, boy.
Buffet pizza's back, baby.
This is gonna be my story. I'm so excited.
Cece's back. Cece's pizza. They're on the mend.
Erica?
Are we excited about
that? I don't know what I don't know what that is.
We're cool about it.
I don't know. Like, I've heard of CeCe's Pizza, but I feel like I've also heard of people getting very sick there.
That was the old thing.
Is this a real thing?
Yeah. Yes. Do you remember CeCe's?
No.
Oh, my God. We used to have, like, all of our birthday parties there. They had pizza. They had mac and cheese pizza, which was so good. They had the red Coca-Cola cups with the fat.
Where
Oh my God.
Is it in a mall? Where?
No.
Like,
where?
No, it's they were always a buffet, right? That was like, that's their thing, is it's a pizza buffet.
But then you get like salad and you get like, do you get other
whatever.
Salad. Like, do you remember Shakey's? Shakey's had a buffet.
No.
Shakey's like had like they called it Buncha Lunch. And you could go in.
Okay. And, like, a lot of Pizza Hut used to have a buffet. There's some locations that's that still do.
Oh my God, you are such
I have that thing like a quarterback. I know where all the buffets are on my wrist.
Tears your little Velcro open.
But those, I think those are like specific times they go to a buffet. CeCe's just was a buffet. Just anytime, lunch, dinner, all the time.
Is it returning locally?
They're just expanding. So they really had a hard time during COVID. They lost a lot of locations. And so now they've cleared the debt.
Wait. So it never actually fully went away. And you're not even celebrating the return of it.
It's
here.
It's so weird. Like, the things you...
Why don't you want us to be happy? You know what? You're right. I'm sorry.
We did hire Erica as the optimist in the room. And what would we have 5 days in? 8 days
in? You ruined
me. Like, yes, we've...
I told you that was going to happen. And I warned you.
Okay. Anyway, congrats, Tiak and Aaron.
It's a big day for us.
Enjoy your CeCe's pizza.
Good evening.
Good evening. Good evening.
Similarly food related, but not CeCe's Pizza.
Okay.
Panera's viral croissant clutch is coming back. It is a purse that looks like a croissant. And it sold out so fast last time they put them out that they said, you know what, bring her back. And that, like, it's kind of
so
cute.
It's a croissant that looks like a purse.
Hold on. Are you?
She's being me.
Yeah.
To them about CeCe's.
So this is what you're doing?
Yep.
Are they even going to have them locally?
Oh my God! You guys!
Sorry, I'm just hungry.
They never even closed.
I have great news.
And you're celebrating the return?
Well, wait, it sold out. Oh. So the return is actually maybe more warranted. It wasn't because of bankruptcy and failure.
It was because of COVID.
You guys, this is when we're supposed to do like serious hard news
and not fun. Oh, is this what not serious news to you?
No, I'm not mad about
then
your
clutch is back. No.
Are you going to get one?
Maybe. It's only $40. That's actually a pretty good deal for
us. Oh, yeah. Look, it's hard to follow the Pope story, okay? That's like.
You're right. Okay. Aaron, did you find a different story?
Nope. I'm looking up the croissant clutch.
So are we done, or does somebody else want to go?
I'll go. Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
There's a new...
Do you imagine that at NBC, they're just standing around going, has anybody got anything? You guys, this is a show.
Maybe. Katie Couric, what you got?
Okay, go ahead.
Oh, it's a real purse.
It's a real... It's a croissant.
I thought it was a croissant, like no, food.
Kind of a pretty purse.
Okay.
Aaron's back on my side.
Where are you going?
This is our show. And this is what just happened. Do you want to go?
No, not really.
Okay,
just
bye.
Let you down.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.